Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. Hello, and welcome back. So anyway, sorry for the late episode, but this episode is going to be about how Legos were made. Now, this episode was suggested by someone on Gmail, and so you guys heard it. You suggest it, and I'll post it. So, let's get on to it. So, anyway, our story starts in Billund of 1932. Okay? There was a man called Ole, and Ole owned a carpenter shop, and he was a respected carpenter for a long time until a hard time came through with a lot of bankruptcy and all his workers had to be fired, and because he could not have them anymore because he could not pay for them, so his wife later said, "Well, nothing worse can happen," but shortly after, his wife died too. Which is very ironic. So Ole had an idea. His idea was made when he was trying to make his children happier, his four boys, by making a toy. And they all were really enjoying it, so he got the idea of making a toy company out of all his leftover wood. So he spent a while for that, and eventually it became a big place, a respected area. Then there was a guy, a wholesaler, a guy who wanted to buy toys for Christmas. And he came in December and was like, "Okay, I want all these toys ready before Christmas. Bye." So they worked really hard and they got all the toys ready. And then they learned that the wholesaler had filed for bankruptcy. He had lost all his money and he couldn't pay for the toys. So they built all these toys, no way to sell them. So Ole tried to go sell them himself. He brought all the toys with him in a wagon, and he went out to the streets. And, well, not a wagon, but like a car, I think. And he went out to the streets and he was like, "Okay, guys." He went to these stores and was like, "Hey, who wants to buy this?" And because he's like the worst salesman of all time, no one wanted to buy them. He eventually got a couple of people to buy his toys in exchange for some food. So he didn't get any money, but when he came home, they had a big Christmas feast. So, yeah. So, later in 1934, a couple years later, Ole's sales dropped so hard. And Ole thought the reason was because he didn't have a good name. Now, he knew that his company was plain Will. It was very, very plain and ordinary, but they meant well, and they did well. So he went for plain Will in Danish, because he lived in Denmark. And he went for the name. He wanted to call it something like Legot, which in Danish means playing well, as you guys might have guessed. And he eventually learned from that came the word Lego, which is a very, very, very common word nowadays because of this man. So he made the name Lego. What he didn't know was Lego in Latin means I put together, which is a really cool, really cool thing. So, a little funny story. Later, Ole's son, one of his main workers, one of his, like, people who helped him a lot, his son, he tried to save Ole some money by taking some paint off of, like, using less paint on some toys. So he would save paint and save money. Ole got mad at him and made him unbox all of the toys and paint them all again that night. And he learned that Ole was very, very specific and very, very practical. He didn't want people to be scammed. He wanted them to get the finest toys ever made. So, yes. So then, everything everything was going fine, right? So far. But then in 1942, a couple years later than the last event, there was a fire. A fire started in his workshop. And firemen tried to take it out, but it eventually burned the whole place to the ground. Now, everyone's spirits dropped, but he knew he had to find a way to make money for his kids. So he made a bigger and better building. And he puts all the work back up. Then, later in a science festival, like a science festival, like a machinery inventions festival in Copenhagen, in 1942, the same year that the fire happened, he saw this invention. And this invention was the plastic molding machine. You would put some mold in, and you would make it very, very, very tiny, very big plastic figure. And it was very, very easy. It was like a 3D printer for them. It was very revolutionary. So he bought it and brought it back home. One of the pre-made models for that thing was a plastic brick, which really, really, really made his mind spiral, like turn around. He knew that this brick had more than just a little brick. He knew it had something of some type of future, but he didn't know it yet. So then later, he learns that you could stick these bricks together, right? And put them on top of each other, make a creation. Now, at this point, he's still making toys and these new bricks, right? So, Ole's son goes, the same son who was the one with the paint job, who used less paint, he went on a business trip. And he meets a toy maker on his way back, who tells him that he thinks that all toys companies should have a single idea that everything else revolves around. And so when Ole's son came home, he immediately told Ole, his dad, that this idea that one singular toy was making the whole company revolve around. So later, Ole died, which is a bit sad, but his son then figures out that Legos can click. He makes designs, and he finds the best ways for them to click and unclick and make it the most efficient way possible. Unfortunately, Ole couldn't see his son's success because he died. Now, later his son made tons of achievements. For example, he had a wife and he had a son, and I don't remember if he had any other children, but he also made Legoland, the first Legoland that had 600,000 people in it, made of Legos, and he started airports. Yeah, it was a ton of new stuff, but that's how Legos were created. All copyrights, all that stuff, go to Little Lego. There's a little Lego animation video. I don't know who it's by, but shout out to them for giving a lot of information. Thank you for listening, and bye.